Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos Daf Chaf Beis. On the last line of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi, Mishmei de Rabbi Tanchum. So Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi taught us in the name of Rabbi Tanchum the following halacha. Ner Shel Chanukah, if he places the light of Chanukah, the menorah of Chanukah, very high up, she'nicha l'malam chaf amah, he placed it higher than 20 amos, which is beyond the range, which is beyond the peripheral vision of the passerby. In this case, it doesn't really perform, it's not displaying the nes, it's not noticeable. So the menorah shesurabim, therefore, says the Gemara psula, it is puzzle. And we find a similar halacha by Sukkah and Mavi. So this concept is kesukkah ukemavi. We find a similar halacha, a sukkah, which is taller than 20 amma, or a mavi, which is the cross beam placed above the entranceway to the alleyway which leads to shesurabim. This is a concept discussed in the Gemara and Erevin. The Chacham obligated one to place this kaira, this cross beam, to call attention that the fact that the alleyway, the mavi, is a separate entity. It's not shesurabim. So if it's too high up, if it's beyond 20 amma, it's pasul. And according to some opinions, the reason for the psul of sukkah and mavi is also related to this concept. When it's too high up, we don't notice it. When one sits in the sukkah, one will not notice the schach if it's higher than 20 amma. One will not notice the kaira, and therefore will not call attention to the separateness of the mavi. It won't provide a hacker. And therefore all these three items have this similarity. Ner Chanukah, sukkah and mavi, that they can't be placed higher than 20 amma. Continues the Gemara of Rav Kahana, Dorash of Nosson Bar Menyumi, Mishmei Dor Tanchum. Another Dorasha from the same Manda Omer, Mishmei Dor Tanchum. Mai Dichsiv, V'haboy Reik Ein Bo Yimayim. This is regarding the pit which the Shvatim tossed Yosef into. So the Torah tells us that the pit was empty. Reik Ein Bo Yimayim. It didn't contain any water. Says the Gemara, doesn't it seem to be redundant? If it says the boir is empty, don't I already know that there's no water present? So why does the Torah need to repeat itself? What does the Torah mean by saying there was no mayim there? We imply from here there's a diuk, that something else was present in this boir. Mayim einbo, indeed there was no water. However, there were snakes and scorpions in this boar. Nevertheless, Yosef experienced a miracle and he wasn't affected, wasn't harmed by those nechashim and akravim in this boar. Now, certainly they didn't know that there were nechashim and akravim there, or else, as the Rabban explains, when they saw that Yosef came out alive and unaffected by the nechashim akravim, their regard to him, their negative regard to him, should have changed dramatically. What a tzaddik experienced such a nace. So apparently they didn't know about the presence of nechashim akravim. In addition, said the Mefarshim, certainly Reuven, who was trying to save Yosef and by advising them to put him in the bur, he certainly didn't know about the presence of the nechashim and akravim in the bur. Continues the Gemara back to Ner Chanukah, Amar Rava. Ner Chanukah, where is one meant to place it? We know that one is meant to put it outside near the doorway, whether it's out in the courtyard or out in the Shusarabim. But how close to the doorway must it be placed? It says the Gemara, Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha betefach hasmucha lepesach, within a tefach of the doorway. Says Rashi, why? Because otherwise, if it's not close enough to the doorway, it is not nikar. It is not indicative of the fact that the balabayas put it there. So it's not a proper display of Persuma Nisa. Apparently the personal element is part and parcel of the displaying of the Ner Chanukah. We need to know who is placing the Ner Chanukah, who is the owner, and who is expressing the Persuma Nisa with this menorah. Okay, so within a tefach to the doorway, which side of the doorway, the right or the left? Where? Says Gemara of Achaber, the Rava Amar Miyamin, on the right side of the doorway, on the way into the door, on the way in. Rav Shmuel Medifti Amar Mismail, on the left side, going into the doorway. Vehilchasa, says the Gemara, what is the final halacha? Mismail on the left side. Why? Kedei Shetehei Ner Chanukah Mismoil, so that on the left side of the doorway going in, there will be the Chanukah Menor. U'mezuzah Mimin, and the mezuzah will be on the right. Why is the mezuzah on the right side of the door? Says Rashi. We know that mezuzah is Bimin because it says, Uchsavtam al mezuzah is Beisecha Uvisharecha. The Gemara makes a drasha. Beisecha Biascha. Derech Biascha. On your way in. And the right side of the person, the right foot, takes precedence when he walks, it leads the way. V'chiyakar inish kari, when he lifts his feet, the right one is the one that is lifted first. So the right side is considered to be derech bi'ascha on your way in, and therefore the mezuzah is on the right side on the way in to the home. So the mezuzah on the right, and the menorah is on the left. Why is it so important to have the mezuzah on the right and the menorah on the left? Says the Ritva. This way the person will be totally surrounded by mitzvahs. The mezuzah on the right, the Chanukah menorah on the left, and the tzitzis that he's wearing right in the middle. Continues the Gemara. Omar Vido Marvasi. Asula Hartzis Mois Keneged Ner Chanukah. We learned yesterday that there's a concept of Asula Shtamash L'Oira. One may not use, divert the illumination of the Ner Chanukah for uses other than the actual mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. The Gemara here will add another dimension. Not only may you not use the illumination of the Ner Chanukah for other uses, for significant uses, for shimush kavua, but even for casual uses, a shimush arai, one is also not permitted to use the Ner Chanukah for that. Also, lahartus mois, one may not even count money, keneged Ner Chanukah, opposite the light of the Ner Chanukah. Continues the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda says this in the name of Ravasi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, ki amrisa kamid Shmuel, when I related this halacha, this Rabbi Asi's halacha, in front of Shmuel, he challenged it. Amar, he said, Amar li v'chiner kedusha yeshpa. Does the Ner Chanukah have sanctity? Does it have kedusha? Why is it usher to count money in front of the Ner Chanukah? It's merely a shimush arai, a casual use, and the Ner Chanukah is not so prominent and significant. It's not a davar kedusha, so that you should go ahead and prohibit even this type of casual use. V'chiner kedusha yeshpa, it can't be that this is asur. Continues Gemara, maskvel Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef challenged this statement by Shmuel, this assertion that the isur of hartzah esmois is somehow related to kedusha, that only something which has kedusha, that is grounds to prohibiting this type of use. Says Rav Yosef, v'chidam kedusha yeshpa. Does the blood of a chaya or oif, which require kisei hadam, is a mitzvah that if one shechs a chaya and oif, he's meant to cover the blood with afar. So this dam, which a mitzvah is performed, which is dam, are you going to say this dam has kedusha? Certainly not. It's only blood. It's a dvar chulin. Nevertheless, we learn in the braisa that one is meant to relate to it with respect, with covet, and not to be mevazit. So evidently, kedusha is not the benchmark to determine whether or not it can be treated and related to in a disrespectful manner. Says Rav Yosef, v'chidam kedusha yesh by desanya, as we learned in the braisa, v'shafach v'chkisa. V'shafach means he shechs the animal of the kisa and he covers the dam. So the braisa makes a drasha. With the same aver, the same part of his body that he actually does the shechita, which is his hand, he should use his hand for kisi as well. He shouldn't do kisi adam, the mitzvah of kisi adam, with his foot. Why? So that he wouldn't relate with a lack of respect to mitzvahs. So we see here that although we're speaking about ordinary dam, which certainly has no kedusha, still in all, we're meant to relate to it with respect, we're meant to do the mitzvah of kisi adam with kavod, not with your foot, which is a busy mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is meant to be done with kavod. Hachinami, says Rav Yosef, regarding the Ner Chanukah, since it's a chevet shel mitzvah, shelo yu mitzvah bezuyis alav. Over here too, one is meant to show that the mitzvah is not buzzing on him. He doesn't relate to it with a lack of respect. And therefore, one is not meant to divert the illumination of Ner Chanukah for ordinary use, even to count money opposite the Ner Chanukah. So once again, Rav Yosef compares Ner Chanukah to Kisi Adam, just like by Kisi Adam, the Adam certainly doesn't have Kedusha, doesn't even have the status of a Ner Chanukah. Nevertheless, the Maisa Mitzvah is meant to be done with covered. The covering of the Adam is meant to be done in a manner of respect, with your hand, not with your foot. Shelo Yu Mitzvah B'zuyis Olav, here too, in Ner Chanukah. Even though it's not a Davar Kodesh, nevertheless, it's a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Chavetz Shom Mitzvah is meant to be related to with respect. Continues the Gemara. What about Noyi Sukkah? What about the decorations of the Sukkah? Boim Nev Shom Levi. Ma'al Yistapik Menoyi Sukkah Koshiva. May one use, derive benefit from the Sukkah decorations during Yom Tov. Amar Leisav Shom Levi responded, certainly not. How are you, Amru? Didn't they say, Asur Liharsis Mois Kneged Ner Chanukah? One is not meant to even count money in front of the Ner Chanukah. We're not meant to divert its use for anything other than what it was primarily designated for. So here too, regarding Noyi Sukkah, the decorations of Sukkah, certainly one may not use it for personal use. So you brought a raya from Chanukah to Sukkah. Amrav Yosef, Mori Davram, the master of Avram, meaning Hashem, it's a lashon of Shvua. He exclaimed with surprise, Rabbi Shimon Levi is basing the Isser of having enough in the Noi Sukkah, we must stop it from the Noi Sukkah, basing that on Chanukah? Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya? How could he depend, how could he base a halacha, which is explicitly expressed in a brisa, the halacha that one may not consume the Noi Sukkah on Sukkahs, is expressed in a brisa, it's a beferish brisa. How does he depend that and base that on the halacha regarding Chanukah, which is not a brisa, which is merely a memra of Amiraim? So why does he base Sukkah on Chanukah? It should be just the opposite. He should base Chanukah on Sukkahs, which is a brisa. Once again, says the Gemara, Amar Yosef, Mori Davram, Toli Tanya B'loi Tanya. He's basing a halacha which is stated in a brisa, B'loi Tanya, on a halacha which is not contained in a brisa, merely a halacha from Amar. What does he mean? Sukkah Tanya. The halacha regarding the decoration of Sukkah is an express brisa. Chanukah loitanya, the halacha of Chanukah, the name Chanukah, is not a brisa. Where is the brisa of Sukkah? Says the Gemara, the Sani is relearned. Sichachol kilchasa, if one puts chach on the Sukkah properly, v'itra bikramim, and he decorated with embroidered sheets, with sadinam tzuyar, with colored sheets, v'tolaba, and he hung up in the Sukkah various decorations, egoizim, nuts, afarsikin, peaches, shkedim, almonds, v'remoinim, pomegranates, u'brachli anovim, clusters of grapes, v'itur shol shibolim, v'atur shol shibolim, the wreaths of the grain, or he hung up little containers of yenois, shmonim, aslosais, wines, oils, flour. So these are considered to be the decorations of the Sukkah that designated for providing beautification of the Sukkah. Also, l'estavik men, one may not consume these items, one may not use these items, ad moitzo Yom Tov v'achron shechag, until after the final day of Yom Tov. So since they're designated for Sukkah, for the mitzvah of Sukkah, one may not partake in these items. V'im hisna aleim, however, if he stated explicitly a condition that he doesn't want to separate from it, so he makes this condition before Sukkahs, in that case, it doesn't get designated as Noi Sukkah, and he may indeed use it. Hakol v'itnoi, so he follows his conditioning. So we see here that this halacha of the Isser, the prohibition in consuming the Noi Sukkah on Sukkahs, is a brisa. So how could it be that Rav Shimon Levi based the halacha of Sukkah on Chanukah, which is not even a brisa? He should have done the opposite. He should have based the Isser of Chanukah on Sukkahs, which is a brisa. Elam Rav Yosef, rather says Rav Yosef, indeed, Avu in the Kula Dam, the father of all these halachas, the father of this concept, the source, base for this entire concept of not diverting something which was designated for mitzvah use, the issur to divert it for a use other than its primary designation, is actually derived from Dam, as we learned earlier, that one is meant to relate with respect to the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, to cover with his hand, not with his foot. That is the source for this entire concept. That is the father of this entire concept of Bizei Mitzvah. And from there, from Kisi Adam, actually is where we learn the other halachas of Sukkah, the Isser to use the Nei Sukkah, and the Isser to use the illumination of Chanukah, for instance, by merely doing a Shimush Arai of counting money opposite the Ner Chanukah. So in summary, we learned about a concept of Bizei Mitzvah. What is the source of this? It's Kisi Adam. We're meant to cover the Dam with our hand, not with our feet. We're meant to perform a mitzvah with utmost respect. From there we learn the following halachas. That no Yisukkah, the decorations of Sukkah, are not meant to be diverted for personal use. Asr l'stavak mehen. And our Chanukah as well is meant to remain designated exclusively to be used for the mitzvah of Chanukah, not to be diverted for other uses, even for a Shimush Arai. Even for a minor casual use like counting money, opposite the Ner Chanukah. Continues the Gemara, okay, so we know that Ner Chanukah is Asr l'stavak mehen. Even a Shimush Arai is Asr. What about using it for a mitzvah? Say the Mefarshim that according to the Shita of Rav coming up, one may not even use the Ner Chanukah for a Tashmish Ol Mitzvah. According to Rav Yudah Marvasi as well, Chanukah is meant to be designated specifically for the mitzvah of Chanukah, not for anything else. Why is that? Explains the Ritva. Because the Ner Chanukah is reminiscent to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chacham established the mitzvah of Chanukah to correspond to the menorah. And just as the menorah certainly wasn't diverted for any other use other than the actual mitzvah of menorah, so too the Ner Chanukah is not meant to be diverted for anything else, even to be used for another mitzvah. If so, we'll understand the upcoming Gemara. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar, Eimad Likim Ener L'Ner. What if one wants to use the Ner Chanukah to ignite with it another Ner Chanukah? So as we said, certainly for another mitzvah, one may not use the Ner Chanukah. But is this different? When he's transferring the flame from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah, they're both Ner Chanukah. Perhaps this is different. Says Gemara, no. According to Rav, there's no difference. A madlikin miner l'ner. Even if we're trying to transfer the flame from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah. Ushmol amar madlikin. In this case, it's permitted. Although ordinarily one doesn't divert the Ner Chanukah for other uses, for other purposes. But this is different because they're both Ner Chanukah. So this is the first machlokes in the set of three machlokes, of three disputes, which are subject to the opinions of Rav and Shmuel. So once again, Itmar, we learned, Rav Amar, Eimad Likim Miner L'Ner, we may not ignite from one Ner Chanukah to the other. Ushmol Amar Madlikim, we may. Rav Amar, Eimad Tirin Tzitzis, Mibeged L'Beged, we may not remove Tzitzis from one Beged and put it into the other Beged. Ushmol Amar Matirin, one may indeed transfer Tzitzis from one Beged to the other. So according to Rav, this too is a bizoyan of the original Ner Chanukah, of the original Beged. Even though the purpose here is, the object is to go ahead and spread the light over to another Ner Chanukah, to transfer the tzitzit to another beged. So the point is to do a mitzvah, to do an identical mitzvah. However, this is considered to be bizei mitzvah. It's a lack of respect to the first candle, to the first beged, to the tzitzit on the first beged. We may not be mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzit from the first beged. Shmuel, however, holds, these cases are different. This doesn't involve, this is not considered to be bizei mitzvah, because the purpose here is to do another mitzvah Ner Chanukah with this flame, to transfer the tzitzis to another beged, where he will fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore it's permitted. Another item, which is also subject to the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Ein halacha Rav Shimon begreira. There's a halacha between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon regarding davar she'ein miskaven. If one performs a maisa, an act on Shabbos, which is not a malacha, he has no intention of even doing a malacha. But incidentally, a malacha takes place. For instance, greira. If one drags a heavy item over the earth, his intent, his purpose is to merely transport this item. But as a result of his greater, of him dragging the item, a furrow develops, a charitz, which is a malacha, either a told of chayresha or a told of baina. So this is an incidental occurrence. It's not something which he had intended to do. It's not the malacha which he was trying to do. This is a davar shei miskaven, something which he has no kavana for. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asur. Davar shei miskaven is asur. One may not drag this item over the earth when he knows that perhaps a furrow will form. According to Rav Shimon, davar shei miskaven is mutter. So how do we paskin? How do we, according to which shita do we rule? There's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rabba ma'ein alochak of Shimon Negreira. We don't rule according to the leniency of Shimon regarding dragging an item on the ground. Shmuel amar halochak of Shimon Negreira. We do indeed follow according to Shimon's shita that one may drag this item because davar shei miskaven is mutter. Why the Gemara brings this seemingly unrelated machlokes together with the other two? We will see the answer to that in the upcoming line of the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Komila Demar. He's referring to his Rebbe Rava. So in all his things and all his customs, he would follow Ovid Kirav. He would follow the opinion of Rav. Levar Mihaniklas, except for these three things. These three aforementioned items where Rava would follow the opinion of Shmuel. Levar Mahani class, except for these three things, the object is Shmuel, that he would follow Shmuel's opinion. What are these three things? Once again, Madlikim Miner Lener. One may transfer a flame from one Erchanaka to the other. Umatirin Rebegat Lebegat. One may transfer Tzitzis from one Begat to the other. Valocha Kershim Regreira. And we paskin the Alocha like Reb Shimon regarding dragging an item, the Sanya, as we learned. Reb Shimon Oimer, Gerir Adam Mita. One may drag a bed, Kisei, a chair, Vesafsal, or a bench. As long as he doesn't have the intention to make a charitz, to make a furrow, this is a davar shei miskaven, and it's mutter. Explains Rashi, that's where the Gemara bundled these three items together, the ner, the tzitzis, and the greira, because Abaye referred to all three of them in one context, that his Rebbe Rava followed Shmuel's opinion regarding these three items. Okay, so again we have a machlokes with Rav and Shmuel regarding Er Chanukah. Rav says, "Ein madlikim b'ner l'ner, we may not transfer a flame from one Er Chanukah to the next." According to Shmuel, when we do so, and the reason why Shmuel is matir because the object here is ultimately to light another Er Chanukah. So according to Shmuel, that's not a lack of respect. That's not a bizoyin to the first ner, since the point here is to light another ner Chanukah. Continues the Gemara. So what is the rationale? What are the svaras behind the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Yosef Ahum Rabbanon. So there was a Torah scholar was sitting, Kameid Rav Adar Bar Ava. V'Yosef Akamar. And he went ahead, he was sitting and explaining. What is the reason for the issue of Rav? V'Yosef Akamar, time of the Rav, that he doesn't allow one to be madlik ner mener, Mishum Bizei Mitzvah, because it's a display of a lack of respect to the initial ner, when he goes ahead and he kindles another nair from him. Amar Lahu. So Rav Adar Bar Ava responded to the people that were present. Amar Lahu said Tzisulei. Don't listen to this explanation. Don't listen to him. That is not the real reason for the Isra of Rav. Time of the Rav is not because of Bizei Mitzvah, but rather Mishum, because they call Makhish Mitzvah. Because he's weakening the Mitzvah. Explains Rashi. But one ignites a flame from an existing flame, it appears as though he's diminishing. That mitzvah is becoming diminished. That initial flame is becoming diminished. He's dimming it. It appears as though he's being shokel nair. He's taking away its light. He's dimming it, and he's siphoning away some of its fuel. Kamachish mitzvah. He's weakening the mitzvah. That is the reason for Rav's iser, not because of busy mitzvah, because of a lack of respect, or rather because he appears as though he's diminishing from the mitzvah. He's taking away from the initial lap. Says the Ritzvah, although we know that a ner has the power, the ability to spread out, ner le'echad, ner le'meya, we can ignite from one single lamp 100 lamps. Nevertheless, says the Ritzvah, in reality, there's a small teeny amount that gets lost from the initial flame when we kindle another flame from it. So this is a very minute amount, and he says this is the reality. So in any case, the Gemara tells us that when we ignite one from the other, we are being makhish mitzvah, it appears as though we are taking away from the first candle, therefore going to Rav, it's asr. So we have two approaches. What is the reason for the isr of nail and nair? Either because of bizui mitzvah, because it's a lack of respect of the first for the towards the first candle, or because of chushim mitzvah, because he's weakening and diminishing the first candle. My benai, what is the practical difference, halachic difference between both of these reasons? Iku benai, the difference is as follows: the kamadik mishragel shragel. If he goes ahead and instead of using a splinter of wood or a match as a medium to transfer the flame from the first nair to the second nair, instead of doing that, he's directly igniting one nair from the other. Komadik mishraga, from one nair to the shraga. So he's taking the first shraga, the first nair, and he's transferring directly lishraga to the second nair without any medium. Says the Gemara, this will be an afkamina between both reasons. Why? Mando amar mishum bizui mitzvah. According to the approach of bizui mitzvah, mishraga lishraga madlik. In this case, it will be perfectly fine. Why? Because the time of bizui mitzvah only applies when he uses a kisam, Rashi says, a spindle, a splinter of wood, a match, which is a davar choyl, which is an item, a non-mitzvah item. When he uses that as the medium to transfer the flame, that indeed is a bizui mitzvah. It's a display of lack of respect towards the Ner Chanukah, which is a mitzvah, by having it ignite a splinter of wood, which is a non-mitzvah item, which is the item shel choyl. That is a bizui mitzvah. However, if he doesn't use this splinter of wood, he directly ignites one candle from the other. In this case, since it's going directly, it's being transferred from one Ner mitzvah to the other mitzvah, this is not a bizui mitzvah. This wouldn't be usur for the reason of bizui mitzvah. However, says the Gemara, not the amr shem akhusha mitzvah, mishraga lishraga nami asr. However, according to the time of akhusha mitzvah, not because of bizui, but rather because it appears as though he's weakening and diminishing the power and the fuel of the initial flame. So it doesn't make a difference whether he's using a splinter of wood as a medium or he's directly transferring from one air to the other, the time of akhusha mitzvah will still apply. So this indeed is the nafkamina between both pshatim. According to the pshat of bizui mitzvah, it's only when he uses a kesem, a splinter. According to the pshat of chusha mitzvah, even if it's directly being transferred, it's still asr. So in summation, we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel regarding the halacha of a madlik mener lener. Rav says, a madlik mener lener, we may not ignite one ner Chanukah from the other. Shmuel says we may, because according to Shmuel, as long as the ultimate objective is, the purpose here is to use the flame for another Ner Chanukah. So it's not a contradiction. It's not an interference with the initial flame and its mutter. According to Rav, it's asr. We have two reasons for this. Either because of bizui mitzvah, he's degrading. It's a display of a lack of respect towards the initial flame. The Gemara explained, because we're using a kisam, we're using a splinter of wood, a match, to transfer the flame, and therefore igniting an item which is a non-mitzvah item from an air mitzvah constitutes bizoin of the mitzvah. The next approach in the Gemara was that the reason for this is there's a chusha mitzvah, because it appears as though he's diminishing the power of the flame, he's siphoning away some of the fuel. According to this pshat in the Gemara, even if he doesn't use a kisam, a splinter, even if he lights it directly, he transfers directly from one air to the other, in this case as well, it is us or coin to Rav. Continues the Gemara. Okay, so we have a machlekes. We have two reasons for this machlekes. Masiv Rav Avya. He has the kashuk from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Sela shel Maaseh Sheni. So we have a coin of Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is the fruit that's meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And if for some reason he can't bring it up, so we do Chilal Maaseh. He transfers the Kedusha onto a coin. So if he has this coin of Maaseh Sheni, so he may not use it. He may not divert its use for personal use. He may not weigh opposite it in the scale din rezov. If he wants to determine the weight of those din rezov, those gold coins, he may not use the mitzvah coin of Maaseh Sheni as a weight to place opposite those coins to determine their weight. Va'afilu lechalal olav Maaseh Sheni achar. Even if the purpose of him weighing those coins is, he's using them what for? To be mechal on them, Maaseh Sheni. So eventually he's using them for a mitzvah. So although the purpose here is a mitzvah, not only a general mitzvah, but this specific mitzvah, Maaseh Sheni, nevertheless, Braisa tells us, one may not use Maaseh Sheni coins for this purpose. Now, here, the goal is to use those coins for Maaseh Sheni. But currently, in its present form right now, those coins are still chulin. They're not coins of mitzvah. They haven't yet been used for chilul Maaseh. If so, says the Gemara, let's analyze the Braisa in light of our former discussion. So it all works well if you say that kipligi Rabbi Shmuel miner liner, that the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel, whether one may light one ner Hanukkah from the other, the machlekes is even in the case of ner liner, that he doesn't use a match, doesn't use a splinter of wood to transfer the flame, he's merely igniting one ner Hanukkah from the other. Still, it's aser. So this is following the pshat of ikhusha mitzvah, that the ignition of one ner from the other weakens the flame, siphons off the fuel. And that is the reason why Rav prohibits that practice. So if that is the pshat, if we're following the second pshat in the Gemara we mentioned earlier, that the Machlokes Rav Shmuel is based on the svara of akhushe mitzvah, weakening of the mitzvah, and the Machlokes is when we are transferring the flame directly without use of a medium, without use of a splinter. Even in that case, Rav says it's asur because akhusha mitzvah, because he's weakening the initial flame. According to Shmuel, it's mutter. However, in the case of a splinter, when he's actually using a chefetz shel choil, a non-mitzvah object, to transfer the flame, in that case, Shmuel will agree as well that it's asur, because that is a bezoyin for the initial flame. To ignite a non-mitzvah item from a mitzvah, that is a bizarre, and even according to Shmuel, that will be aser. Says the once again, Iyamis b'shleima, it's all well if we propose that, ki pligi Rabbi Shmuel, m'ner l'ner, that the context of the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is in a case where he is directly transferring, it is m'ner l'ner without use of a medium. And the reason for this Machlokes is that Rav holds that it's aser because it's chushe mitzvah. So we imply from that, Avol, bekinsa aser Shmuel. But certainly in a case where he uses a kinsa, a splinter of wood to transfer the flame, in that case Shmuel will agree that it's aser, because Shmuel agrees with the concept of bizei mitzvah. He only disagrees with the concept of akhushi mitzvah. He holds if you directly transfer from one ner to the other, it's mutter. But he would agree in the case of a kinsa where he's using a spindle, a match. Certainly in that case it's aser, that constitutes a bizein for the initial flame. If so, now we understand our Braisa. Holy, have a tiyufta. If so, this Braisa is not a refutation on Shmuel. Why? Because in this Braisa as well, he's using a medium of chulin. It's like the kinsa, the coins that he's weighing opposite the Maaseh Sheni coin is not yet a chevet shel mitzvah. It's merely an ordinary coin. It's a chulin coin. It's compared to the kinsa, to the splinter of wood. Although eventually, he intends to use it for mitzvah, but currently it's not a mitzvah. So therefore Shmuel would agree that he may not use the Maaseh Sheni coin to aid and benefit these chulin coins. It's compared to lighting the splinter of choil from the ner of mitzvah. And Shmuel agrees that that's a bezoyin. So we understand the Braisa, even according to Shmuel. Ella says the Gemara, according to the other approach in the Gemara, that the Machlokes Rav Shmuel is based on the concept of bizei mitzvah. When is bizei mitzvah applicable? When he's using the splinter. Rav says that's a bezoyin. Shmuel says it's not a problem, since the point is, the goal is to light with the splinter another ner Hanukkah. That is not a bezoyin to the initial ner Hanukkah. So the machlokes is, even in that context, even when you use a kinsa, Shmuel allows it. If so, why in this brice is it aser to weigh the mois Maaseh Sheni opposite those chulin coins? His point is to use them for mitzvah. So they're just like the kinsa, the splinter which is transferring the flame to another Ner Chanukah. And Shri Mutter, according to Shmuel. Says the Gemara again, Eli Amris, Bekinsa Namishari, that even in the case of a kinsa, a splinter of wood, Shmuel allows. Hot Yavet Yufta, if so, this brisa is a refutation on Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Marabba, no, this brisa is different. Although Shmuel allows use of a splinter to transfer flame from an Ner Chanukah to the next, this case of the coins are different. Gzeira is a concern. Shemel Yichav Mishkalesev. Ovid HaChacham made Gzeira. He cannot do this because it's a concern that when he weighs the coins, he's going to find out that those other coins don't contain the proper the proper weight. They're underweight. They're overweight. He's not going to use them for Chilul Maaseh Sheni. So this whole effort will be in vain. It won't really end up being used for a mitzvah. And the use of the Mois Maaseh Sheni will not have been for the sake, for the benefit of a mitzvah. And that certainly is awesome. Therefore, the Chacham said, one may not use the Mois Maaseh Sheni at all for concern of this possibility. Again, says Gemara, Marav Gzeira Shem Lo Yichav Mishkaleisav, that the weights won't be accurate, and he won't end up using those coins for Maaseh Sheni v'komav glu l'chulm, and they'll remain in their chulm state. And if so, it turns out that he used the Mois Maaseh for a non-mitzvah purpose. Therefore, even according to Shmuel, this is Aser. Shmuel only matter when he transfers the flame to another Ner Mitzvah. But when it is not for the purpose of mitzvah, it's certainly Aser. Continues the Gemara, Maser Rav Sheshes. We have a kasha for another price. The pasuk says, Mechutz L'Parechas Eidus Yarech, referring to Aron HaKohen, lighting the menorah. So outside the Parechas, which was the Parechas Eidus, before the Kaddish HaKadosh, which contained the Aron. So that's where Aron HaKohen is meant to light the menorah. What's the point and purpose of lighting the menorah? V'chi l'oiru tzorach, does Hashem need the light of the menorah? V'aloi kol arboim shana, shochu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Throughout the entire journey, the 40-year journey that Klai Yisrael travels through the Midbar, who lit the way? L'yohu alo l'oiroi. They were led by Hashem's light. The Amud Eish. So Hashem doesn't need light. Why do we need to light the light of the menorah? Ella, says the Gemara. The pasuk is telling us, Mechutz l'parechas ha'edus, that the point of the menorah is to provide, to display, to proclaim edus, to be a testimonial, edus yilchol bay oilam, to all those in the world, sha'ashchina shab Yisrael, that the heavenly presence rests be Yisrael and call Yisrael. How is that evident from the menorah? My edus. What is this testimony? Says the Gemara, there was a very interesting phenomenon in the menorah. Amar Rav Zu Neymar Ravi, this was a specific ner called the Neymar Ravi. Some say it was the middle ner, some say it was the second from Mizrach. So in any case, there was a very unique ner in the menorah, which outlasted all the other ones. It burned so much, and it was obviously a miracle. Shenoisin b'shemen, k'midas chaversa. So when he would put oil, he would pour in the same amount, the same measure, into the Neymar Ravi as they did into all the other cups. Rashi explains this was the amount of oil which would last through the whole night, the longest night of the year, the night of Tevis in the winter. It's a share of Chatzilug. So that was the share that they would pour into all the Neris of the menorah. The Neymar Ravi also received the same amount, despite the fact that it had the same amount of oil. Its flame outlasted all of them. It burned for 24 hours. Says the Gemara, "Vimenoh yamadik." From the flame of the Ner Maravi, he would ignite all the other Neris. Ubahay Masayim. And when he cleaned out the Neris, the Ner Maravi was the last one that was cleaned out. Rashi explains that the Neris were lit ben Arbaim, and they burned throughout the night. The next day, he would go ahead and be Meitiv Saneris. So in the morning, he would go out and clean out the other cups, but the Ner Maravi was still burning, was a nes. He would leave it burning until came time, the afternoon, that he needs to light the menorah again. So what would he do? He would lift the burning wick out of its cup, clean out the cup, fill it up with oil and new wick, and then go ahead and transfer the flame from the wick in his hand over to the Ner Maravi, to the new wick of the Ner Maravi. Then he would go ahead, Uimena Hoyomadlik. He would go ahead and transfer the flame from that Ner Maravi to the other wicks. So that was a story of Nehem Aravid in the Beis HaMikdash. Indeed, this was a Eidus, that the Shekhinah, Divine Presence, rests in Klal Yisrael. This was an expression of Shekhinah. This was a great miracle. Okay, so with regard to our topic here, says the Gemara, how did he transfer the flame from the Nehem Aravi to the other candles? Again, the Braisa says, Mimenah Yamadlik, he would transfer the flame from the Nehem Aravi to the other ones. Ubahi Masayim, and the Nehem Aravi was actually the last one that was cleaned out. Vahacha, kivin the kibineris. By the menorah, since the cups were fixed, he couldn't lift them. Apparently, how did they transfer the flame from the Nehem Aravi to the other ones? By using a splinter of wood as a medium. If so, says the Gemara, kasha, this is a kasha. Whether we are following the shita that explains that the machleki is Rav Shmuel, whether or not we are madlik b'nei l'ner, is based on the premise of bezui mitzvah, since we are using a splinter and we are kindling a non-mitzvah entity from the ner mitzvah. According to Rav, this is asur because this is a bezoyin. From a ner we see that's permitted. They use a splinter to transfer the flame. Whether we are following the shita that explains that the machlekes of Rav Shmuel is based on the premise of a kchusha mitzvah. We're discussing a case where the flame is directly being transferred from one ner to the other. Nevertheless, according to Rav, that's asur because it appears as though the initial flame is being diminished. According to Shmuel, it's mutter. But according to this view, when they use a splinter, which is a non-mitzvah entity, to transfer the flame, all agree that it's asur. Even according to Shmuel, it's asur. And this indeed is a kashif a menorah, where we know they use a splinter to transfer the flame. Says the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Papa, Vipsilas Arukas. Rav Papa interpreted this halacha, this brisa, that allows transferring of the flame from one ner to the other. It was speaking about Psilas Arukas. They didn't need to use a medium. They didn't need to use a kisna, a splinter of wood. They fashioned the wicks as long wicks, psilas aruchos, and therefore they were able to extend the other psilas, other wicks, over to the Maravi and transfer flames directly from one end to the other without using a kisna. So we get around the problem of bizei mitzvah. There's no bizei mitzvah. We're not using a non-mitzvah entity. We're not using a medium of a splinter of wood, says the Gemara. Okay, so it's not a bizei mitzvah. But what about a kusha mitzvah? You're diminishing, you're dimming the initial flame. Saif, saif, at the end of the day, mitzvah. So it's not a bizei mitzvah, you're not using a splinter. But what about the other shita that holds that the isser is based on the svar of a kusha mitzvah? You're not allowed to weaken the initial flame by drawing from it. So even if you use psil sarukhais and you directly transfer from one area to the other, from the other to the other nearest, there's still a kusha mitzvah taking place. You're dimming and diminishing from the initial ner. Says Markash, indeed, is an unresolved difficulty. Meaning that according to the Shita, that holds that the Isra is Bizei Mitzvah, we understand Menorah, there was no Bizei Mitzvah, there was no Kisna there. It was a direct transfer, which doesn't involve Bizei Mitzvah, according to Manda Omar. That the reason for the Isra is Akhushi Mitzvah, we have no way to explain this phenomenon by the Menorah. So in summary, the Gemara tells us that mois, coins of Maaser Sheni, may not be used as weights to weigh opposite them other coins, even though the intent purpose is to use those coins for the sake of Maaser Sheni as well. What is the reason for this issur? According to Rav, because it's a bezoyin mitzvah. According to Rav, one may not divert the use of a mitzvah item because it constitutes a bezoyin when it's used for a purpose other than its primarily designated purpose. So even though the other mitzvah is an identical mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, it is asur. According to Shmuel, in a case where the purpose is to be used for an identical mitzvah, like one Ner Chanukah to the other Ner Chanukah, it's mutter. So why in the case of Maaser Sheni is asur, says the Gemara? Because there's a unique concern of Shemala Yishchav Mishkeloysav. Perhaps the weighing procedure will not pan out to be a successful one. It'll turn out that he has used the mois Maaser Sheni in vain. The Gemara proceeded that Menorah was indeed lit in this manner, where the flame was transferred from the Ner Aravi to the other ones, according to Shmuel, very simple, because Madlikim Ner L'Ner, it's permitted, according to Rav. They didn't use a kisna, they didn't use a splinter. It was a direct transfer, and therefore it's mutter. And apparently, we're not concerned, we don't reckon with the svara of a chushe mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, my havila. Okay, indeed, what is the final conclusion regarding this question? Madlikin eliner or ein madlikin eliner? Omar Avunah Rav Yeshua. Chazina, let's take a look. You know what this halacha depends on? It depends on a question of how to view the mitzvah's ner chanukah. What is the primary element? Is it the lighting of the menorah or is it the placement of the ner chanukah and displaying it? Chazina, let's take a look. I hadloka is a mitzvah. If the primary, the ikar element of mitzvah's ner chanukah is the hadloka, if so, madikim ner l'ner, one may indeed light one air from the other, just like they did by the menorah, because the ma'aseh hadloka is a mitzvah. However, the hanocha is a mitzvah, but if the hanocha, the placement and the display of the lit candle is the ikar element of the mitzvah's ner chanukah, if so, the act of kindling, the ma'aseh hadloka, is merely a preparatory act. It's not really a final conclusion of the mitzvah. And if so, ein madlikim ner l'ner, we may not ignite one ner from the other, because at the point in time of the hadloka, it's not really the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And it's as though he's kindling a non-mitzvah item from a mitzvah, and therefore it's asur. We have no proof from menorah in that regard, because in the menorah, the kindling of the second air was indeed the masa mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, the Berlu. As we know, this question was asked, hadlocha is a mitzvah, or yanocha is a mitzvah? What is the primary element of fulfillment of the mitzvah in Chanukah? Is it the kindling or is it the placement? Tashma, let's bring a riot. Damar, hayutaf is ner Chanukah v'aymet, if one was holding on to the lit ner Chanukah, and they never placed it down on any surface, it's not considered to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Says Mosh, Mami, no. Apparently, Hanukah is a mitzvah. That placement is the mitzvah. That's why in this case, where he hasn't placed it down, it's not considered to have fulfilled the mitzvah. So it's a rai from here that Hanukah is a mitzvah. Says Mosh, no. Hasam over there. Even if you hold that Hanukah is a mitzvah, kindling is the ikar mitzvah. Nevertheless, he's not yotze when he's holding on to the lamp. Why? Because a roya omer, the onlooker will say, "Letzarcha denakatla." Why is he lighting this ner? Why is he holding it for his own purpose, for his own private use? It's not nikar. It's not evident that this ner is a ner Chanukah. Therefore, it's not performing pesuminisa. It's not publicizing the miracle of Chanukah. And therefore, he's not yotze. Tashma. Let's bring another ride. Omerov. He dlika b'fnim. If one lights his ner Chanukah inside the home, v'yitzia, and then transports it outside where it belongs, he's not fulfilled his mitzvah. Says, well, let's analyze this halacha. So if you say that kindling, lighting the ner Chanukah is the main element of the mitzvah, if so, we understand why this case is no good. If the hadlok is the mitzvah, where does it need to be madlik? In its proper place, outside. In this case, where he lit it inside, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah. It needs to be done in its proper place. That's why. But if you maintain hanocha is a mitzvah, that placement of the menorah in its proper location, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So in this case, that he transported the menorah outside, so although he lit it inside, the hanocha was in the proper place. So evidently, hadlocha is a mitzvah. Says Gemara, no, hasam nami there too. Even if you hold that hanocha is a mitzvah, this case is not a proper ner mitzvah. Why? Haroya u'aymer, if one, the onlooker will say, when he comes and he carries his ner from inside, letzarcha da adlaka. Apparently, he lit it inside for his own personal use. He didn't light it for the ner Chanukah. And therefore, even if he goes and places it outside, the ner is not a ner Chanukah. It is viewed as an ordinary personal use ner. And therefore, even according to the shita of Hanukah is a mitzvah, since in this case the onlooker views the hadlaka as having been done for his own personal use, he's not yotze. Because although the hadlaka is not the mitzvah, but it is a preparatory act for the hanukah, it can't be done for a purpose other than ner chanukah. Therefore, even according to the shita of Hanukah is a mitzvah, he's not yotze in this case. Toshma, let's bring a raya. Don't have shomalevi. Ashosh is a lantern, shayisa delekas, vaylechas kolim kuloi. So if he lit this flame on Erev Shabbos, and it was burning throughout Shabbos. So it was lit as a Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and now it's Matzah Shabbos, and it's still burning. What is he meant to do? L'Matzah Shabbos, if he wants to use it for Ner Chanukah, he needs to extinguish it, Mechava, Umadlika, and rekindle it. Says, well, let's analyze this halach. So if you hold that hadlaka is the Ikar Mitzvah. Shofar, we understand, in this case, he extinguished it, he relit it. By doing so, he did the Hadlaka on Matzah Shabbos, and he fulfilled the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Eloi Amos, but if you maintain, Hanochah is the Mitzvah, placement is the Mitzvah. How is this sufficient? Hai Matlika, Mechaba Matlika. If he merely extinguishes and relights it, that's enough. Mechaba, he needs to extinguish it. Umagbiya, and lift it off its place. Umanicha, and replace it. Umadlika, and then relight it. Since it was there from Erev Shabbos, he needs to go ahead and lift it out of its place and place it specifically, expressively for the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah tonight. Because Ner Chanukah requires Hanochah. He needs to do Hanochah tonight. So apparently, Rishuma Levi doesn't hold of Hanochah is a Mitzvah. Another Raya, says the Gemara, V'oid nidukubar chinon. Let's take a look at the Nusach, the text of the Bracha by Ner Chanukah. What do we say? Asher kachonu mitzvayis v'tzvano, lahadik Ner Chanukah. So apparently, the Hadlach is the Mitzvah. Why do we say lahadik Ner Chanukah, not laniach? Shmamino, we see from here, indeed, Hadlach is a Mitzvah. Shmamino, this is a Raya. Says the Gemara based on this, V'ashad amrina, Hadlach is a Mitzvah. If so, hidlika cher shayt v'katan. So if one who's not obligated in mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, like a cherish, a deaf person, a shaita, deranged, a cotton, a minor, so if they light the Ner Chanukah, and then he goes ahead and places it in its proper location, so they did the hadlaka and he did the hanacha, the result is, lo yosef leklum, because the hadlaka is the ikar mitzvah. Says the Gemara, isha vadlai madlika, certainly an isha can light Ner Chanukah, and as the Mefarshim say, she can even be mighty and fulfill the obligation of others by lighting for them. Why? Amar Rishu Malevi. Although we know that Noshem Apater from Mitzvah Seishan Mangrama, but this is different. Noshem Chayobes Ben Chanukah, they obligated in Mitzvah Chanukah. Why? Sha'af Ein Oyu Baisan Neis. Because they also took part in the Neis. Rishu has two pshatim. Since the Ivana made a gzera to sin with the women of Klal Yisrael, and another pshat because through a woman, the Neis happened. Yehudas fed the non-Jewish general food in a way that she brought him to fall asleep and eventually killed him. So Afhein Oysa Neis, they took part in the Neis in the miracle of Chanukah, and therefore they're obligated in the mitzvah just like men. And therefore, Noshem Chayova is B'ner Chanukah. So in conclusion, the Maskon is Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The kindling is the primary element of Ner Chanukah, and therefore, who may indeed transfer a flame, madlikim ner l'ner. The Gemara tells us that the hadlaka of ner needs to be in its right place. It needs to be while it's placed in its proper location, because the hadlaka is what makes the mitzvah. The Gemara tells us that if an ashashis, a lantern was burning from Erev Shabbos, he needs to put it out and rekindle it. And finally, the Gemara tells us that the hadlaka needs to be done by Bar Chiyuva. It cannot be done by Echer Shoyt V'Katam. So let's take a quick review of today's plot. We began with two teachings in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. Firstly, Ner Chanukah is meant to be placed within 20 Yama. If it's higher than 20 Yama, it's too high to be noticed, and therefore it's puzzle. And it's like this halach of Sukkah and Mavi. The Gemara told us in the name of Tanchum that the boiler, the pit where Yosef was thrown into, didn't contain water, but did contain a Chashim HaKravim. Regarding Ner Chanukah, we meant to place it b'tefach asmucha lepesach, within a tefach of the doorway. On which side of the doorway? On the left side, so you'd be surrounded with mitzvahs. The Gemara told us it's an isser to even count money in front of Ner Chanukah, and the Gemara proceeded and told us there's a concept of bizui mitzvah, a lack of respect towards the mitzvah, which is learned from kisi adam, which is meant to cover the dam with his hand, not with his foot. Subsequent from that, we learn that no yisukkah, the decoration of Sukkah, is not meant to be used for personal use. And Ner Chanukah is not meant to be diverted, even for a Tashin Sharai, for a casual use, like counting money. The Gemara told us that the Machlekes regarding Madlik Mener L'Ner, may one transfer a flame from one Ner Chanukah to the other. This is unique, since the flame is being used for a Ner Chanukah, which is the same mitzvah as the first Ner. According to Rav, no, we may not. According to Shmuel, we may. We have two approaches for the reason of this Machlekes. One is because of bizui mitzvah, when he uses a splinter to transfer the flame, he's using a non-mitzvah item and igniting it from a mitzvah, and that is a bizui mitzvah. There's another approach in the Gemara, even if they're directly transferring from one flame to the other without a medium. It's awesome because like Chushim, it appears as though he's dimming, diminishing from the power of the flame and diverting its fuel. The Gemara told us a coin to all shittas. By Ma'aseh Sheni, one may not weigh the coins of Ma'aseh Sheni opposite other coins. According to Rav, this is because it's busy mitzvah. According to Shmuel, on account of a concern that the weighing process will not conclude successfully, and it will turn out that he used the coins of mitzvah in vain. The Gemara proceeded with his shaila. What is the primary element of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah? Is it the hadlaka, the lighting, or the hanacha, the placement and displaying of the Ner Chanukah? The Gemara concluded with two rayas, one from a brisa, one from the nusach of the bracha b'lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That is the actual hadlaka that's considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah. And if so, we have four ramifications. Number one, Madlikim Neil Ner, who may indeed transfer and ignite one Ner from the other, because it's the Hadlaka that is considered to be the Maaseh Mitzvah, and we learn that this is Mutter, just like the Hadlaka of the Menorah. The Gemara told us that Hadlaka Bim Koimai Be'inan, he needs to light the Ner Chanukah in its proper location. Since the Hadlaka is the Ikar Mitzvah, he needs to be madlikit where it belongs. It needs to be outside. It needs to be placed down on the surface. The Gemara told us that an ashash is a lantern that was burning from Erev Shabbos. It was lit as a Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and it's still burning on Matzah Shabbos. He needs to extinguish it and relight it. And finally, the Gemara tells us that since hadlaka is a mitzvah, the hadlaka needs to be done by Bar Chayuva. But if a cheir is shoyt v'katan lights the menorah, even if he goes ahead, the Bar Chayuva goes and places it in its location, it's not sufficient, because hadlaka is a mitzvah. And the Gemara concludes that Nashama also chayois in their Chanukah, since afein hayu ba'isai hanes.